Today we begin everybody's favorite season of Lent. Back when I was in college, I knew a priest in Grand Forks. People would ask him, you know, Father, what's your favorite season? He would say, it's Lent, because it just proves that all of us are just a bunch of big babies. And indeed, you know, the season of Lent is when we are all called to the three great practices of prayer, penance, and almsgiving. You know, this is a special time when we commit to taking a little bit of extra time for prayer. Maybe we decide we're going to go to Mass every day during Lent, or we're going to say this prayer every day. We resolve to do some sort of special almsgiving as well. As, for example, the Knights of Columbus are sponsoring the 40 cans for Lent to be donated to Ministry on the Margins. And then there's always that final practice that we always have of giving something up for Lent. And that's something that we often really focus on during this season, is what am I going to give up for Lent? Now, as we go throughout this season, I would invite everybody to really take these three pillars to heart. Now, it's really easy to approach them in the sense that I'm just going to check a box. Okay, I'm asked to do these three things. Okay, I got my prayer, got my penance, got my almsgiving. Good. Check, check, check. But it's important for us to remember why it is that we're actually doing these things. And I think, in particular, in our penance, today's first reading really encapsulates much of what Lent is all about. For we see from the prophet Joel, he's saying, "Even now, says the Lord, return to me with your whole heart, with fasting and weeping and mourning. Rend your hearts, not your garments, and return to the Lord your God." For we see that all of these practices during the season of Lent is about returning to the Lord our God. We're saying to the Lord, yes, Lord, we have sinned, we have failed, and now I repent in dust and ashes, and I return to you, O Lord my God. And I would invite everybody to really take this time, especially this great day of Ash Wednesday, you know, one of the days of both fasting and abstinence in the church, to really take today to carefully examine your conscience, asking the Holy Spirit to guide you in examining the places where you have failed and the places where you have sinned, and come to our Lord in the sins. And we know, based on the testimony of the Holy Gospels, that our Lord is kind and merciful, and that he joyfully pours out his mercy upon anybody who comes to him in the beautiful sacrament of confession. And indeed, this season is about internal renewal, saying, Lord, I sinned against you, there are times where I failed, but now I turn back to you. As the prophet Joel said, I'm returning to you, I'm repenting of my sins, and I'm asking you, Lord, for that interior renewal that I so need to be able to follow your Son. That's what today is about. And if that's what you are committed to for this season of Lent, then I invite you to come up and receive ashes on your forehead, in which the minister will say, either remember that you are dust, and to dust you shall return, or he also has the option of saying, repent and believe the gospel, and find that true interior freedom that only Christ the Lord can offer to those who are faithful. My brothers and sisters in Christ, let us make this a good and holy Lent. Let us pray for one another that we may practice those three pillars of Lent, prayer, penance, and almsgiving, for that interior renewal and return to Christ the Lord.